on a mid-January Saturday afternoon from deep in the heart of Nebraska. I say good afternoon from Lynn Farrell Arena in Hastings, Nebraska, as we get set for a Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball between the Dort Defenders and the Hastings College Broncos. Murphy's Law in full effect so far today. We hope for better days ahead than how things have started for the Defenders, but we are here, we are safe and sound, and we are none the worse for wear as we get set for basketball between these two teams. The Dort Defenders come into today's contest 10-6 overall, 9-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings is 5-10 overall and stand 4-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Let's take a closer look at these two teams. We begin with the Broncos. They have conference wins over the College of St. Mary, Doan twice, and Jamestown. Hastings stopped a three-game losing skid with a win over Doan on Wednesday. Hastings is getting outscored 73.1 to 67.7. They're getting out-rebounded 39.6 to 34.8. Hastings is converting 39% of its field goals and 32% of its three-point shots. Caitlin Schmidt is scoring a team-high 13.5 points per game and has four rebounds with nearly three assists per game. Taylor Beacom is adding 10 points per outing. Allie Smith scores 9.5. Carly Leonards is at 8.8. Broncos' top three-point threat is Schmidt with 25 made three-pointers this year. For the Defenders, it's bounce-back time as they stand at 10-7 and 9-5, and I believe that should be 10-6, actually. 9-5 in the G-Pack. Dort is outscoring teams 71.9 to 66.6. Now rebound teams 44.9 to 34.9. Dort is converting 39.8% of its field goals. Ashton Verbeek leads the team with a 14.5 points per game average. She grabs 10.1 rebounds per game, and she is making 46% of her field goal attempts. She is averaging 2.2 assists per game. Erica Feenster is good for 12.8 points per game. Bailey Beckman adds 12.8 as well, but Bailey is not in uniform this evening. She injured her leg. I believe it was a knee injury on Thursday evening, and we await word on her status. She made the trip, but she is not in uniform today. Feenstra takes 5.5 rebounds per game off of the glass. Carly Gustafson adds 9.8 points per game. She makes 52% of her field goals, and she also grabs 6.2 rebounds. Maya Shemileski and Bailey Tetzloff add 5.4 and 5.1 points per game, respectively. Tetzloff has 19 steals. Jordan Winterfeld has 16. Hastings secured an 88-69 win over Doan on Wednesday of last week. Broncos got off to a fast start with a 51-24 halftime lead. Scored 26 points in the third quarter as well. Caitlin Schmidt scored 20 points. Beacom had 16. Dort struggled with Jamestown on Thursday night. Ended up losing a 69-58 decision where they could never really truly get on track. Gustafson had 17. Beckman added 14. Dort prevailed when these two teams met back in mid-December, 74-67. It was just 5 weeks ago that these two teams played. Actually played on a Monday night as, oddly enough, Hastings had some bus issues in the first meeting between these two teams, and we ended up having to bump things back to the Monday after being scheduled to play on Saturday. Verbeek had 28 in that win, also grabbed 14 rebounds. Smith scored 26 for the Broncos, and Schmidt added 16. Natalia Dick added 10 in a reserve role. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the opening tip right after this. Here's your starting lineup for today's basketball game for the Defenders. It'll be Erica Feenster, 6-foot senior from Hull, averaging 12.8 points per game. Bailey Tetzloff, a 5'10 senior from Brookings, averaging 5.1 points per outing. Jordan Winterfeld, a 5'5 junior from Sioux Center, averages 4.2 points per game. Ashton Verbeek, number 25, 6'2 junior, Sioux Center, Iowa, 14.5 points per game. And rounding out the starting five for the Defenders, it'll be Carly Gustafson, number 30, a 6-foot sophomore from Ethan, South Dakota, averaging 9.8 points per game. For Hastings, Allie Smith, 5'5 junior, Ord, Nebraska, 9.5 points per game. Caitlin Schmidt, 5'6 senior, Omaha, Nebraska, 13.5 points per game. Taylor Beacom, 5'6 junior, Papillion, Nebraska, 10 points per game. Number 13, Carly Leonard, a 5'10 freshman from Beatrice, Nebraska, averaging 8.8 points per game. And Natalia Dick a 5'10 freshman from York, Nebraska, averaging 5.9 points per contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with the opening tip right after this. Dort controls the opening tap, but turns it over as we get into action. The Broncos have the basketball, first possession of the day for Hastings. Carly Lenners over the basketball. She gives it up to Beacom. Beacom feeds it right side, gives it up to Natalia Dick. Natalia Dick on the right elbow of the lane. She passes it off to Allie Smith, and Smith has it trickle through her hands, out of bounds. It will be Dort basketball on the far sideline. Gustafson impounding the basketball for the defenders. With it in the backcourt is Winterfeld. Jordan Winterfeld with it near midcourt. Passes across the timeline to Tetzloff into the corner. Feenstra back to Tetzloff. Tetzloff to Verbeek. Verbeek, turnaround in the lane. Good. Ashton Verbeek with a two-point bucket, and the defenders are on the board first, 2-0. 2-0 our score. Broncos with it on the far right-hand side. Broncos have it. They give it up to Schmidt. Schmidt with it, driving right side, pull-up jumper off of the rim, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by the defenders in Verbeek. Verbeek had Feenster open for a moment, missed her. Now she brings it across half court. Passes into the left court to Feenster. Feenster, Verbeek. Verbeek tumbles to the floor as she... Her shot is short. A little bit of contact on the turnaround in the lane. And the Broncos will get it back after the missed shot goes out of bounds. Last touched by the defenders. Schmidt will bring it up for the Broncos. Schmidt across half court. Picks up her dribble halfway in between the circles. She passes off to the right-hand side, Smith. Smith to Dick. Dick back to Smith. Smith trying to cross over in front of Feenstra. Instead, she passes it out to Beacom. Beacom with the basketball back to Dick. Natalia Dick, kick-out pass, comes back over to Smith. Smith with the basketball, right, getting downhill. Layup with the right hand, missed it, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Verbeek. Verbeek to Winterfeld. Winterfeld tries to get it over to Tetzloff. Deflected, picked up by Feenstra. She's in the right corner. Goes to the wing to Winterfeld. Now down low, Gustafson swinging around left side. Tetzloff, three ball on the way. High off of the glass, no good. And the rebound cleared by the defenders. Gustafson back over to Verbeek. Verbeek shot no good. There for the rebound and the putback, though, is Gustafson. And Gustafson gives Dort a 4-0 lead. 4-0 our score. Hastings coming back the other way with the basketball. Schmidt. Schmidt to Smith. Smith goes to Beacom. Beacom with the basketball on the right-hand side. Elbow jumper too strong. No good. Rebound fought for and picked up by Hastings. And flipping it off of the glass is Carly Lanners for the two-point hoop. Dort leads 4-2. 4-2 our score. Pass goes over to Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Feenstra, Feenstra, left side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld trying to find Verbeek inside, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It will be Hastings basketball. Hastings for the basketball. They give it up to Schmidt. Schmidt will take it up the floor. Schmidt on the left-hand side. Gives it off to Beacom. Beacom in the lane at the free throw line. And they give it up to Smith. And Smith, well, she's going to be called for traveling. Not sure that she ever actually possessed the basketball, but she's called for a travel violation. Turnover gives the basketball back to the defenders. Defenders with five with some new players in the game. Albrecht, Shemileski, Stamness join Gustafson and Verbeek. Gustafson gives it back over to Stamness. Stamness, right-hand side, Shemileski. Dump it down low for Verbeek. Verbeek spins on the baseline. Her shot no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touched by Hastings. It'll be Dort basketball. In case you're just joining us, Dort will be without the services of Bailey Beckman this afternoon. She is in street clothes. Injured on Thursday night. Now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Hastings basketball. So Dort fails to take advantage underneath the basket. Hastings now has it, and the Broncos will bring it up the floor. With it on the right side is Schmidt. Schmidt comes back over to Lenners. Lenners for the basketball. Lenners goes over to Natalia Dick, gives it up to Beacom. Beacom shot, no good, too strong. And the rebound is cleared by the defenders and Gustafson. Gustafson with the basketball, gives it up to Stamness. Back to Gustafson, straight on three. Too short, no good. And the rebound cleared by Dick. Dick gets the ball away to Schmidt. Schmidt with the basketball across the timeline. Schmidt at the top of the key. Threads the needle into the right corner to Lenners. Lenners comes back to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith inside to Natalia Dick, and Natalia Dick is fouled on the arm. Ashton Verbeek whistled for the personal foul. And Natalia Dick will go to the free throw line, where she will shoot two free throws. 5:49 left to play in the first quarter. Natalia Dick shooting a free throw. She'll shoot two, actually, here. She was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw on the way for her. Natalia Dick is up and good. She's a freshman from York, Nebraska. Another free throw on the way for Dick. That's up and good. Natalia Dick with the two-point possession on a pair of free throws. It's 4-4. Hastings showing 1-2-2 press defense. Albrecht feeds it top of the key. Shemileski, right side, Feenstra, baseline jumper, short, no good. Rebound taken down by Mari Smitsdorf. Mari with it, has it tapped away, and it's cleared by Shayla Carrier. Carrier gives it away, Beacom. Beacom with the right hand from the left side, no good. Rebound Feenstra. Feenstra gets it away to Stamnes. Stamnes, Albrecht. Albrecht with it on the left-hand side. Albrecht gives it up out front. Stamnes. Stamnes, right side, Shemileski. Gives inside to Feenstra. Spins, splits the defense, puts it up, and she is fouled on the play. Erica Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Well, not a bad-sized crowd on hand for today's contest, considering the COVID pandemic. First free throw is up and good for Feenstra. She's got another one on the way. Hastings, the faithful for the Broncos, not happy with that foul call. We are seated mere feet away from the Hastings supporters. So you might hear some comments regarding officials and such. Pass goes right side to Cunningham. Cunningham into the lane. Little step back, no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders and Stamnes. Stamnes with the basketball. Stamnes in between the circles. Crosses over to the left-hand side. Gives it up Albrecht. Albrecht down to the baseline. Fires it back over to Feenstra. Feenstra, Shemileski. Shemileski, pull up. 8-footer, right side, no good. Albrecht with a rebound and the putback, no good. Rebound deflected out and last touched by the Broncos. It'll be Dort basketball as Taylor Beacom was unable to reel it in. Ball bounced off of her hands and out of bounds. And the defenders will inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Shemileski. Shemileski throwing it in the corner on the baseline at the three-point circle. Get the ball inbounded to Albrecht, and she dribbles it off of her foot and out of bounds. Neither one of these teams score a ton of points. And I should preface that with both are well below 75 points per game. Dort at 72 points per game. Hastings at 68. So Hastings is willing to keep it in a more low-scoring affair. L. Danley with the basketball on the right-hand side. She gives it up to Carrier. Carrier with the basketball. Carrier back over to Beacom. Beacom down to the baseline. Beacom cut off on the play. Beacom looking for the backdoor cut for Smith. Instead comes back out front. Carrier. Carrier at the free throw line. Three to shoot. Smitsdorf cuts her off, and we have a shot clock violation as the Broncos got it to Carly Hale on the baseline, but Hale was unable to convert the shot. And the defenders lead 6-4, 6 minutes gone in the contest. Smitsdorf with it near midcourt, comes back over to Stamnes. Stamnes back to Smitsdorf, right side, reverses it. Albrecht, Albrecht, Shemileski. Shemileski, Albrecht, left corner, cross-court pass, Stamnes, three ball on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound on the weak side, though, taken away by Feenstra. Need some spacing now. They get it to Albrecht. Albrecht swing pass. Shemileski flashing is Feenstra underneath. Cut the hoop and she is fouled. Erica Feenstra will go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. Dort leading 8-4 pending the free throw opportunity. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. A little bit later start than we anticipated this morning. Simply because, can't sugarcoat it, bus troubles. Got a later start than we had planned on. Feenstra misses the free throw, and now a reach-in foul called on McKenna Clacker as she comes with a hard trap. So the trap called against the defenders. Foul called on the trap. Feenstra will check into the ballgame. Riley Van Holzen will check out. Defenders right now with Tetzloff, Albrecht, Shemileski, Klecker, and Van Holzen on the floor. Broncos bringing it up the floor quickly. This is Schmidt. Schmidt throws it away into the corner, rifles it over to L. Danley. And L. Danley, the freshman from Omaha, Nebraska, wasn't expecting over that much pepper on it. And it goes back the other way. Dort basketball. So Dort gets the basketball back. Inbounding will be Van Holzen. Van Holzen gives it up to Shemileski. Shemileski with the basketball. Shemileski back to Van Holzen, reverses it back over to Shemileski. Shemileski at the top of the key. Shemileski, right side Klecker, and the ball is kicked away by Danley. It'll be Dort basketball. So Klecker, a sophomore from Arizona, in the lineup for the defenders. 3 minutes remaining in the period. Tetzloff, jumper in the lane, no good. Offensive rebound, though, Albrecht, back to Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Shemileski, Shemileski, three, good. Maya Shemileski with the three off the rotation passing. And the Broncos come back the other way with the basketball. Bauer, hard trap, gets out of it, passes it off to Schmidt. Schmidt with the basketball. Schmidt driving in with the right hand, too strong, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort basketball. Well, when I say they come with a hard trap, it is a trap to try and force a turnover, not simply to try and slow the pace of the game or make teams take some time off the clock. Dort is trying to force turnovers with those traps. Ball comes back out front. Shemileski after the turnover. Right side it goes Klecker. Klecker on the right wing. Lob pass down low to Albrecht. Albrecht with the right hand. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Hastings basketball. Hastings for the basketball. Lenners. Lenners in the backcourt. She passes it off to Schmidt. Schmidt on the left wing. Dort comes with a trap again. They pass it right side back over to Lenners. Lenners. Crossover move in the lane is up and off of the glass. That was Bauer who got the crossover to go. That ends the seven-point run by the defenders. Dort leads 11-6. Shemileski turns it over in the backcourt. Here comes Bauer. Bauer stops on the baseline. Ball deflected up, picked up by Natalia Dick. Back over to Bauer. Bauer, three, short, no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders. And Tetzloff. Tetzloff, right side Shemileski. Shemileski, Klecker. Klecker sets, fires, three, got it, and she's fouled. A three-point basket for McKenna Klecker. And she'll go to the free throw line for the rare four-point play opportunity. Foul on the play called on the Broncos. And I believe that went on Natalia Dick. That's her first. And that is the third foul called against the Broncos in this period. Dort leading 14-6, now 15-6, as the four-point play is converted for McKenna Klecker. Klecker with that right baseline jumper. Got the three to go and then got fouled on the play. Dort leading 15-6 with the basketball. Bauer. Bauer down to the block. She gives it up front. Natalia Dick, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld, but Winterfeld travels with it. Turns it over. It'll be Hastings basketball. Hastings with it, 1:16 remaining here in the first period. Dort leading by nine. Hastings throwing it in, Beacom. Beacom right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Macy Nielsen playing the defense. Right baseline, right elbow jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Gustafson. Gives it off to Winterfeld. Left side it goes Verbeek. Verbeek all the way down to the baseline. Hesitates, her shot in and out, no good off of the glass. Rebound cleared by Hastings. Beacom has the basketball out front. Beacom passes off to Schmidt. Schmidt passes left corner. Leonards. Leonards with the basketball. Schmidt. Schmidt goes right-hand side. Beacom. Beacom with the basketball. She gives it up. Bauer. Bauer three. Whispers that one just over the lip of the rim. So Bauer with five. She comes off of the bench averaging 6 points per game. And a double dribble call against the defenders in the backcourt. I believe that was Jordan Winterfeld who got called for the mishandle. And the Broncos have the basketball back. 15-9, defenders leading by six. 30 seconds remaining in the half. Putting the ball on the floor is Beacom. Beacom on the left wing. Beacom gets the return pass on the wing looking for Natalia Dick. Instead goes high post to Leonards. Leonards with a two-point basket. And the defenders lead 15-11. Five unanswered by the Broncos after Dort had a 9-point lead. Pass over the top and intended for Feenstra. And Feenstra has to save it off of a Hastings player. Out of bounds, it'll be Dort basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Nielsen, the freshman from Sioux Falls, will throw it in for the defenders. Nielsen looking, throws over the top, finds Verbeek. Verbeek looking for the handoff. She's going to spin into the lane now, puts it up off of the glass, and they're going to call her for steps. A travel violation called against Ashton Verbeek, and a desperation three at the buzzer, no good. And the Broncos cut the 9-point Dort lead down to four. We'll play the second quarter. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Well, with about 2 minutes left to go in the quarter, looked like Dort was going to take a nice lead into the second period of play. Leading 15-6, Dort had it kind of going their way. Some turnovers, though. Concordia gets back-to-back baskets by Allison Bauer. Wave a basket off that the defenders thought they had scored when they whistled Ashton Verbeek for a travel violation. And all that translates into that one-time 9-point lead for the defenders being whittled down to 4, 15-11. With the basketball is Stamness. Stamness in between the circles. She passes it off to Gustafson. 2-3 zone applied here by the Broncos. Comes back over to Stamness. Stamness looks into the corner. Instead goes left side Gustafson, 18 to shoot. Sienna, three on the way, in and out, no good, and the rebound is cleared by the Broncos. Broncos coming back the other way. Hastings setting the offense. On the left-hand side, this is Bauer. Bauer kind of got things going for the Broncos at the end of the first period. Give it up to Beacom. Beacom with the basketball. Beacom over to Schmidt. Schmidt in between the circles. Schmidt passes back left side over to Leonards. Leonards with the ball. Ball deflected off of Leonards, and it's controlled by the defenders and Verbeek. Verbeek, one of those easy steals where she's in the right place at the right time. Verbeek moving to her left, shoots with the right hand, gets it to go. She's got four, and the defenders lead at 17-11. Let's see if Dort can take advantage of that matchup inside. It would appear they have an advantage there. Pass left side over to Beacom. Beacom, 15-footer, kisses it off of the glass. Beacom with a two-point bucket. Dort leads 17-13. Gustafson with the basketball. Gustafson gets it back over to Verbeek. Verbeek lets fly with a three quickly. No good. And now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Bronco basketball. So the Broncos get the basketball back. Dort leads at 17-13. Dort a little quick on the trigger that time, though, as Verbeek came across the half-court stripe, and she let it fly. Bronco basketball, Schmidt. Schmidt goes left side, Beacom. Beacom tosses it down low to Dick. Dick with the basketball, Bauer. Bauer straight on, two, is up and good. Bauer with seven first half points. Dort's lead is 17-15. Dort's been outscored 9-2 after getting up 15-9. Pass into the lane to Gustafson. Gustafson, two-point bucket good. She's got four. Dort leads 19-15. 19-15, our score. Shot on the way. Three, no good by Bauer. And now a foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on Verbeek, and that's number two on her. So Ashton Verbeek whistled for her second personal foul. She'll stay in the ballgame for the time being. And And the Broncos have it left side. That's Beacom. Beacom tosses it back out to the perimeter. With it on the right side, Bauer. Bauer spins on the block. Her shot no good. Rebound saved in by the Broncos, and the Broncos maintain possession of it. A couple of saves as they beat the defenders to the basketball. 19-15, Dort by four, and a hold called on Tetzloff. Tetzloff, a little bit too aggressive with the hands that time, gets whistled for the personal foul. And for Bailey Tetzloff, that is her first personal foul by my count. With it out front, Broncos. They give it to Lenners. Lenners with the basketball. Lenners back to Schmidt. Schmidt gives it up to Beacom. Beacom with the basketball. Beacom to Bauer. Bauer, another three, and Bauer's got it going right now. She's got 10 points, and she gives the Broncos another 3 points, cutting into the four-point advantage. Dort clinging to a one-point lead right now, 19-18. Winterfeld to Tetzloff. Tetzloff throws it to the left wing and throws it away. Out of bounds, it'll be Hastings basketball. So Hastings will have it. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. This will be a 30-second timeout. Back with more after this.
This broadcast.
Hastings basketball after the timeout. So the Broncos will walk it up the floor. Broncos have it. This is Caitlin Schmidt. Schmidt passes right side over to Bauer. Bauer over the basketball. Bauer, they give it up underneath to Lenners, and Lenners crosses over, and she's going to be called. Well, Dort's whistled for a personal foul. And a fresh 20 to work with now for the defenders, for the Broncos. Broncos tossing it in, and they get it inbounded, driving in over the right hand and blocked from behind. Hastings looking for a foul call on the play. None coming. And Hastings now looking to toss it in, and they get it inbounded finally. Throw it into the corner, 13 to shoot. Bauer, 12-footer, no good. One of the rare misses for Bauer here today. And back we go the other way over the basketball. Out front with it, right side Tetzloff. Tetzloff into the corner, Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball, Gustafson. Gustafson with it, tried to split the gap. Now gives it back, right side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, three, no good. Rebound chased down by Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Winterfeld gives it off to Stamness. Stamness, 15 to shoot. Comes back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld to Gustafson. Gustafson, the extra pass to Tetzloff. And Bailey Tetzloff gets the two-point basket to go. Tetzloff makes it 21-18. 21-18, our score. Schmidt with the basketball for the Broncos. 5:55 and counting, first half. Dort 21, Hastings 18. With it out front, Beacom. Beacom with the basketball. Beacom gives it up to Schmidt. Schmidt drives, hands it off, and we've got a foul on the play. Nope, travel violation. Lenners traveled with it before she could get the shot up. And now the defenders will have the basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Winterfeld bringing the basketball into the front court for the defenders. Winterfeld hands it off to Chmielewski. Chmielewski dumps it down low. Feenstra. Feenstra's shot won't go, but she is fouled on the play. And the defenders will send Erica Feenstra to the free throw line. Feenstra with 5 points so far. And Erica Feenstra will shoot two. First one is up and good. Another one on the way for Feenstra. Feenstra now with 4 points, adding to her 1,759 career points that she had entering play today, closing in now on 1,800. She makes the second one, and Dort takes a 5-point lead, 23-18. 23-18, Hastings, Allison Bauer, Bauer on the left wing. Bauer gives it up to Natalia Dick. Natalia Dick to Smith. Smith tries to dump it off. Natalia Dick picked it up for the moment, passes it off, and the shot is missed, no good. Smithstorf with the rebound. Chmielewski, Winterfeld. Winterfeld trying to pass it off, and the ball is kicked around. And Troy Test on the far wing makes the signal that there was a kick there. The defenders will now inbound. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Chmielewski. Chmielewski looking to throw. Gets it into Winterfeld, 24 to shoot. Winterfeld backs it out to the corner. Comes back out front, Feenstra. Feenstra, three, splashes it through. Erica Feenstra with 10 points. And the defenders reestablish an 8-point lead, 26-18. They've led by as many as 9 here in the first half. Pass goes right side over to Danley. Danley picks up her dribble, passes off to Bauer. Bauer with 10 first-half points, leading the Broncos. Bauer gives it up to Smith. Smith stops on the right elbow, cut off there by Winterfeld, and now Hastings throws it away. Dort will get the basketball back. So the defenders get the basketball back. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Glad to have you along with me on this Saturday afternoon. A little bit later start than we anticipated. Nielsen, Stamness, and Smitsdorf on the floor along with Gustafson and Tetzloff. Dort going to a deep bench today. They've played, I believe, 11 players so far. Stamness with it, 18 to shoot. Passes right side, Nielsen back over to Sienna. Sienna Tetzloff, Tetzloff on the left wing. Comes back out front to Stamness. Stamness, right corner, Nielsen. Nielsen, one dribble to her left. Puts up a three, missed it, no good. And a push on Tetzloff, called on the rebound. That's going to be number two on Tetzloff. So Tetzloff whistled for the personal foul. And for Tetzloff, that's number two. Team foul number four against the defenders in this quarter. So the Broncos will be at the free throw line from here on out. Right side with it is Smith. Smith on the wing back over to Natalia Dick. Natalia Dick gives it back over to Smith. Schmidt, that is. Schmidt to Smith. Stamness takes a stab at it. They kick it into the corner. Danley. Danley, three. Missed it. No good. Weak side rebound. Deflected out. Last touched by Natalia Dick. It'll be Dort basketball. 26-18, defenders by 8. Gustafson gets the ball inbounded to Stamness. Sienna back over to Gustafson. Gustafson across the timeline tries to pass it off to Stamness, and it's kicked away by Caitlin Schmidt. Schmidt scoreless so far, 13.5 points per game. Making up for it, though, is Allison Bauer, 6.4 points per game average. She's got 10 already. Feenstra gets the basketball over to Gustafson. Gustafson sets the offense as she hands it off to Stamness. Hastings extending out that 2-3 zone. Dort looking for gaps to work with. And Feenstra is fouled as she gets it in the middle of the lane. She gets the shot to go. And the defenders extend their lead to 10, 28-18. 3:22 remaining in the first half. Tetzloff, Chmielewski, and Klecker check in. Checking out Stamness and Gustafson. And if Feenstra can make this free throw, which she does not, Riley Van Holzen will stay at the scorer's bench. And now we have a timeout on the floor, charged to the Hastings Broncos. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The defenders leading at halftime, 35-24. Dort led 15-6 early in the ball game. Hastings cut it to 15-11 at the end of the first quarter and had it down to a one-point ball game at 19-18. Prompting a 9-0 run by the defenders that put them up 28-18. Dort stretched the lead to as many as 13 at 35-22, and we stand at 35-24 at halftime. Dort, 13 of 30 from the floor, 43%, 3 of 11 on threes, 27%, 6 for 9 on free throws. for the Broncos. 9 of 26 from the floor, 35%, 2 for 5 on threes, 40%, 4 for 4 on free throws for 100%. Doherty, 19-13 rebounding edge. Turnovers, Hastings, 10, Dort with 8. Erica Feenster leads Dort with 13 points thus far, 4 points each for Ashton Verbeek and Carly Gustafson. Verbeek had 2 fouls when the half came to a close, as did Tetzloff. Maya Shemileski and Hillary Albrecht with 3 points each. Bailey Tetzloff and Riley Van Hulsen also with 2 points. For the Broncos, 10 points for Allison Bauer, 8 for Carly Lenners, 2 each for Natalia Deck, Taylor Beacom, Caitlin Schmidt. And rebounds, Natalia Deck leads with 5, while the defenders are led by Albrecht, Gustafson, and Feenstra with 3 rebounds each. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We are set for the second half of play. It'll be Bronco basketball to start the second half of action. And we are underway with basketball, with Dort holding an 11-point lead. Bronco basketball, Schmidt. Schmidt passes off left side over to Beacom. Beacom gives it up right side, and we've got a moving screen called on Natalia Dick on the right elbow. Natalia Dick whistled for her second personal foul. And that is team foul number 1 against the Broncos. And is that 3 on her already? No, it is 3. I missed one on her earlier in the half, in the ball game, I should say. So now Hastings will go without Natalia Dick. Let's see how long Dort can go with their players with 2 fouls each, Tetzloff and Verbeek. Verbeek with it on the left wing. Ashton Verbeek with it at the top of the key. Hands it off to Winterfeld out front. Winterfeld with the basketball. Winterfeld looking for someone to pass to. Has it stripped. Picks it up. Gets it back over to Carly. Carly looking down low for Feenster. 10 to shoot. Carly Gustafson picks up her dribble. Passes right side. Winterfeld. Winterfeld tries to force it down low. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It will be Hastings basketball. Hastings basketball. And I believe there, Coach Bill Harmson telling his team not to be shy away from taking an open shot when they have it. Sometimes your best offense is just taking the first available good shot before you turn it over, and that's what ended up happening there with the shot clock under 10. Right elbow jumper up and down for Shayla Carrier. Carrier with a 2-point bucket. Dort leads 35-26. Left side pass, Verbeek. Verbeek with it, puts it on the floor at the top of the key, reverses it left side to Gustafson. Gustafson trying to feed it underneath for Feenstra, and Gustafson trying to lead Feenstra down to the baseline, throws it away. So a couple of turnovers by the defenders to start the second half of play, and now the Broncos can cut further into what was once a 13-point lead, was 11 at half, and is currently 9. Broncos with it, shot with the left hand, no good by Lenners. Rebound taken away by Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball. Verbeek hesitates, drives down to left baseline, cut off. Now picks up her dribble. Gustafson with it. Dort trying to get Hastings to extend their defense. Verbeek reverse layup, and Verbeek able to get on the baseline. Her reverse layup is good. She's got 6. Dort leads 37-26. Schmidt hands it back to Smith. Smith, left side it goes to Lenners. Lenners into the corner. I believe that's Beacom. Nope, that's Smith. Comes back over to Carrier. Her shot from the left wing, no good. And the rebound is taken away by the defenders, and Jordan Winterfeld travels with the basketball. Tried to pass it off. And they're going to call her for steps. She had a high dribble. She reeled it in and then tried to pass it and got whistled for steps. Bronco basketball, Schmidt. Schmidt with it in between the circles. She's got it on the left-hand side, picks up her dribble, goes over to Carrier in the corner. Carrier working against Verbeek. Carrier puts it up, and she's going to be called for traveling. Traveling, the violation against Carrier. Took an extra hop as she tried to work it into the lane. Gustafson to throw it in. Gustafson gets it into Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it back over to Gustafson. Gustafson across half court, stops at the free throw line, and the defenders turn it over. Neither team faring well against this pressuring defense by the opponent. Gustafson gets called for the travel violation, and the Broncos will bring it back the other way, trailing by 11. Goes over to Smith on the right-hand side. Smith gets a screen from Carrier. Uses the right hand, gets the shot to go, gets her first basket, and she's fouled on the play. So Allie Smith fouled in the act of shooting. Foul's going to go against Feenstra. That's number one on her. Smith, free throw, up, good. Smith now with three, and the defender lead is 37-29. Pass floated over to Verbeek. Verbeek, left side, it goes Winterfeld. Winterfeld into the corner. Bounce pass down low, Feenster, and Feenster's held on the play by Carrier. That's foul number one on Carrier. It'll be Dort basketball underneath the basket. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball's inbounded. Gustafson gets it into Feenstra. Feenstra to Verbeek. Dort with an 8-point lead. And a shot no good by Verbeek in traffic now. Jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort basketball. Dort basketball. Halftime scores, or second half scores, from around the conference. Jamestown leads the College of St. Mary 58-43. Briarcliff over Midland, 40-28. Northwestern over Doane at last check, 32-14. And it was Concordia 5 points better than Morningside and Seward, 54-49. Maya Shemileski drives right side. Shot no good, but she is fouled in the act of shooting. Foul goes against Hastings, number 21, Allison Bauer. And Bauer is called for her first personal foul. She carried Hastings in the first half offensively. Shemileski's first free throw is good. Dort looking to reestablish a 10-point lead, leading 38-29, and Shemileski misses the second free throw, and the lead remains 9. Hastings with the basketball. Hastings, right side, Beacom. Beacom lost it, picked up by Shemileski. Shemileski with a steal. Here comes Verbeek. Verbeek back over to Shemileski. Shemileski drops it off for Verbeek inside. And Verbeek with the easy 2-point bucket. It's 40-29. That was set up by the drive by Shemileski on the left baseline. Defense came to her, and Verbeek gets an easy 2 out of it. Answering, though, is Bauer on the other end with a 3-point bucket. And the Dort lead is 40-32. So three unanswered by the defenders. Answered with one shot on a three by Bauer. Now we've got a foul called on the offensive end. That's going to go against Erica Feenstra as she was trying to get position. Albrecht to check into the ball game. She'll check in for Tetzloff. Shemileski, Gustafson, Feenstra, Albrecht, and Stamness on the floor. Schmidt with it, right side, forces the issue. She's held on the play. Albrecht is whistled for the personal foul. Hillary Albrecht gets called for the hold on Schmidt as Schmidt took it with the right hand and drew the foul. Schmidt today with 2 points so far. 83% free throw shooter, averaging 13.5 points per game. There's 6:02 left to go in the third period. And the second free throw is up and good, so Schmidt makes one of two. It's 40-33. Stamness, pass, deflected, picked up by Shemileski. Shemileski setting the offense back over to Stamness. Stamness in between the circles, goes right side Albrecht. Albrecht with it. Albrecht down to the baseline. Reverses Stamness. Stamness drives the lane, puts it up in traffic, and she is fouled. Stamness will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That foul goes on Taylor Beacom. And for Beacom, that is her first. Stamness will go to the free throw line. She will shoot two free throws. Dort leading 40-33. So two free throws on the way for Stamness. First one on the way is up and through. Dort leads 41-33, pending another free throw. That one's up and good as well, so Stamness a perfect 4 for 4 this season. First 2 points today for Siena. Right-hand side, Beacom. Beacom rattles it. No good. Rebound controlled by Verbeek. Tough shot. That was actually Schmidt with the shot attempt. Shemileski to Gustafson. Gustafson pivots, puts it up with the left hand. A little baby hook is good. She's got six. Dort leads 44-33. Hastings basketball, Schmidt. Schmidt, top of the key, passes. Left side, shot is up, good. Off the glass for Leonards. Leonards with an eight. It's 44-35. Long pass over the top, Albrecht. Albrecht puts it up in traffic, off the glass, no good. And she's going to be called for a foul on the rebound. Hillary Albrecht called for her third personal foul. And that is team foul number four against the defenders in this quarter. Both the teams will be in the bonus from here on out. After the ball is impounded by the Broncos. Throwing it in is Bauer. Bauer gets it in to Schmidt. Schmidt with it. Dort. Man-to-man defense. Down to the baseline. Cut off Bauer. Bauer. Back out front to Hale. Dort with a 9-point lead. Shot on the way, Schmidt. Schmidt rattles it. No good. Rebound controlled by Bauer. And Bauer has it blocked out of bounds by Gustafson. It'll be Dort basketball. I beg your pardon. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Hastings basketball. So Hastings has it. Danley to throw it in. L. Danley gets the ball inbounded to Hale. And we have a hold before the drive. That's going to go on Stamness. Sienna whistled for her first personal. Allison Bauer, 92% free throw shooter, will go to the free throw line. She's got 13 points today. And now 14. 44-36 pending a free throw. 4:33 left to go in the third quarter. Bauer makes them both. She's got 15. She's got a season or a career high 22 points to her credit, so she's closing in on that. She's got 15 already. Dort leads by 7, 44-37. Well, the basketball is Winterfeld. Winterfeld tries to split the trap, and the ball is taken away by the Broncos. Broncos coming back the other way. Broncos, left side, Danley. Danley gives to Bauer. Bauer with it on the left-hand side, puts up the three. It's good. I thought her toes were on the line, but they're going to give her a three-point shot. And the Broncos cut the lead to four. And we've got a foul on the play. Gustafson spun into the lane. Foul's going to go on number 12, Caitlin Schmidt. So Gustafson to the free throw line. She'll shoot a pair. First one on the way for Carly, up and good. She's got seven. Dort leading 44-40 when the free throws began. Shot no good. Rebound, though, Verbeek. Verbeek, tough shot, fading away. And the rebound cleared by Hastings. Hastings trailing 45-40. With it on the right side, Schmidt. Schmidt floats it up, no good. Fight for the rebound, and it's cleared by Verbeek. Verbeek over to Nielsen. Nielsen over the basketball. Nielsen stops, fires, three, good. Macy Nielsen with the three-point basket. Defenders extend the lead back to eight, 48-40. 3:30 remaining in the third quarter. With it on the left-hand side, Bauer. Bauer playing with 15 points. She gets it to Danley. Danley on the left-hand side. Danley throws it into the corner to Leonards. Leonards into the corner. Three, missed, no good. Gustafson, who stumbled on the defense, picks herself up off the floor, grabs a rebound. Pass goes left side to Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Verbeek. Verbeek, shot no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders and Gustafson. Left side it goes. Tetzloff. Tetzloff for Beek facing up. Gets it underneath to Gustafson. Gustafson layup good. Carly Gustafson with 9 points. And the defender lead is 50-40. And there's a timeout on the floor. Timeout charged to Hastings. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Defenders with a 50-40 lead. Hastings used the timeout, trailing by 10. Wasn't that long ago they had the lead down to 4, and Dort has answered with 6 unanswered. Broncos give it inside. Shot off the heel, no good. Rebound, putback attempt by Lenners, no good, but she's fouled on the play. Foul goes on Gustafson. Lenners will go to the free throw line. She's got 8 points. She is a 47% free throw shooter, is number 13. And the first one skips out, no good. She's got another one on the way, the freshman from Beatrice, averaging 8.8 points per game, and she misses that one. Rebound is short. Rebound controlled by Tetzloff. Tetzloff lets traffic clear. Gets it away to Gustafson. Gustafson over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Winterfeld out front. Defenders, Tetzloff, short corner. Feenstra. Feenstra shot no good. There for the rebound and the putback, though, is Tetzloff. Bailey Tetzloff with a two-point basket. She's got 4, 52-40. Dort by a dozen. Out front with the basketball is Schmidt. Schmidt to Danley. Danley, nothing there. Into the corner, gives it up Lenners. Lenners on the baseline. Now spins into the lane. Gustafson working on defense, blocks it. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. No, last touch by Dort. It'll be Hastings basketball. So Dort by a dozen, 52-40. They've led by as many as 13 today. Their lead was whittled as far as down to as few as 4, 44-40. And right now, Dort on an 8-0 run. Throwing the ball in will be Danley. Danley gets the ball inbounded to Schmidt. Schmidt, 3, missed, no good. Rebound cleared by Stamness. Stamness with the basketball. She lets traffic clear. Stamness gives back to Nielsen. Nielsen with it. Gustafson, Gustafson, Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Feenstra. Feenstra crosses over. Shot no good. Rebound, Tetzloff, unable to get it back in play, though, before stepping on the end line. Out of bounds underneath the basket. It's Bronco basketball. Broncos have it. 98 seconds left in the quarter. Right hand, 2, no good. Weak side rebound cleared by Stamness. Stamness will push the issue. Throws it up the floor to Tetzloff. Tetzloff shovels it outside. Gustafson. Gustafson, jump stop, kick out pass, curl hop, 3, good for Nielsen. Macy Nielsen with the 3-point bucket, 55-40. Dort with a 15-point lead as Nielsen, a little curl hop to get her feet set. Answering back is Bauer. Bauer with another 2. Bauer's got it going. She's got 20. And the defender lead is 55-42, under a minute to go in the quarter. Nielsen goes right side, Stamness. Stamness for the basketball. Nielsen, Nielsen, Gustafson. Gustafson splits the defense, lays it up with the left hand. Good. Gustafson with the 2. She's got 11, and the defenders lead 57-42. With it on the right side is Schmidt. Schmidt with the basketball, gives it up, Hale. 5-second difference, shot clock and game clock. Hastings nearly turns it over. They do. Gustafson grabs it. 19 seconds left, 18 now. And Macy Nielsen will take it across the timeline. 13 to shoot for the defenders. That's what's left in the third quarter, playing with a 15-point lead. Tetzloff, 8 to shoot. Gets it back left side. Looking. Cross-court pass. Feenstra, 3 ball on the way. In and out, no good. Ball deflected, and that's the end of the quarter. It'll be Hastings basketball to start the fourth quarter of play. Dort leading 57-42. Back with more after this. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Dort 30 minutes down, 10 to go, leading by 15. They grow their 11-point lead at halftime by 4. They close the third quarter on a 13-2 run to establish the 15-point lead. Let's see if they can finish it off here. Hastings with the basketball. Broncos have it out front. Beacom. Beacom with the basketball. Gives it up. Right side, Hale. Hale. On the left side, Bauer. Bauer gives it back to Beacom. Beacom back to Hale. Winterfeld digs down. Nearly forces a turnover. Now a three-pointer launch. No good. And that's the shot clock violation. It'll be Dort basketball. Ball went out of bounds irregardless. And it was last touched by Hastings. So Dort gets the ball back. Just a matter of how you want to score it. missed shot or a turnover. Left side pass, Feenstra, 15-footer, can't get it to go. Did everything but fall through, and here come the Hastings Broncos after the missed swing jumper by Feenstra. Broncos coming back the other way. Beacom shot partially blocked by Verbeek. Rebound taken away by Gustafson. Long pass over the top. Feenstra on the run out. And the ball is deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Feenstra. It will be Hastings basketball. Hastings got a hand on it, getting back on defense. Feenstra had a glance off of her shoulder, it appeared, and went out of bounds. It'll be Hastings basketball. On the right-hand side, three-pointer is missed, no good. Rebound, Natalia Dick trying to save it in, but Dick on the baseline unable to keep it in play, and the defenders get the basketball back. Right side with it is Gustafson. Gustafson throws it over to Winterfeld. We're a minute into the quarter, neither team scored. Right side, Gustafson. Gustafson with the basketball. Wouldn't take much right now for the defenders to put this one away. They give it to Gustafson. Muscles it up. Cut the hoop, and she is fouled. Gustafson fouled on her way to the basket. 11 points for Gustafson, now 13. She has over 400 career points, and the defenders lead at 59-42. Defenders up with 8:37 remaining in regulation. Keep in mind, Dort playing without their starting point guard, Bailey Backman. Gustafson. Free throw, missed it, no good. Rebound deflected out by Feenster, though, picked up by Gustafson on the sideline. Dort with a chance at a 4 or 5 point possession, and now we have a foul on the play. Called against Erica Feenstra as she was trying to get position. And for Erica Feenstra, that is foul number 3. Defenders lead at 59-42, so much for that 4 or 5 point possession. Instead, Dort will have to settle for the Carly Gustafson basket, and that was it after getting the offensive rebound and now dribbling it out of bounds. Unforced error by Allie Smith. And when Gina Douglas looks at this one, when it's all said and done, some of these turnovers are going to drive her crazy. Chmielewski throwing the ball in. Gets it into Albrecht. Albrecht off of the glass, good. Hillary Albrecht with 5 points. The defenders lead 61-42, a 19-point lead for the defenders. 8:18 remaining here in the ballgame. Right wing three on the way, off the heel, no good. Rebound cleared by Albrecht. The freshman from Howard, South Dakota, gets it over to Chmielewski. Left side, Tetzloff. Dort by 19, 61-42. They throw it down low, Van Holzen, the cutter, Tetzloff. Tetzloff, shot no good. And a foul on the play called on the Broncos as L. Danley was inside the charge ring. And Gina Douglas wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Broncos. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. This will be a 30-second timeout charged to the Broncos when we resume play in a minute. Bailey Tetzloff
makes... looking for a place to continue my...
Bailey Tetzloff makes one of two. 5 points for Tetzloff. Dort forces a turnover, though. Klecker over to Chmielewski. And a travel violation called against the defenders as they got it back and then promptly turn it over. Turnovers so far in this one. Dort and Hastings each with 16. Right-hand side is Schmidt. Schmidt puts up a wild shot. No good. Fight for the rebound. Jump ball called. Alternating possession. It'll be Dort basketball. Well, they were asking for a foul call here. And the only foul I saw was Schmidt charging in. Head down and ran over a Dort player. Could have very easily been an offensive foul. Instead, the officials let him play on. Left side it goes Tetzloff. Tetzloff with the basketball. Back to Chmielewski. Chmielewski with it. Hastings hasn't scored for the first 2:40 of this quarter. Klecker, three, wing, off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Schmidt. Schmidt with the basketball, Dort working for the trap. Hastings breaks it. They get it over to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith goes left side over to Schmidt. Schmidt with it. Schmidt to Danley. Danley to Dick. Dick in the lane, off the glass, no good, too strong. And the rebound taken away by Van Holzen. 3 minutes scoreless for Hastings here at the start of the fourth quarter. They give it to Van Holzen. Gets it underneath. Albrecht. Albrecht, layup, good. Hillary Albrecht with 7 points. Defenders lead 64-42. The Defenders on a 9-0 run, leading by 22 right now. Left side pass, Danley. 6.5 left to go in the game. With it on the right side is Lenners. Lenners with the basketball. Lenners at the free throw line. She gets it back outside to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Shakes left, goes right, and Riley Van Holzen is going to be called for a blocking foul. Dort leading by 22 for Van Holzen. That is foul number one. And wholesale changes for the Defenders. Shemileski, Tetzloff, Klecker, Albrecht, and Van Holzen are out. Checking in for the Defenders, Nielsen, Feenster Gustafson, Stamnes, and Verbeek. Free throw is up for Allie Smith, and good. She's got 4 points. Another free throw on the way for Smith. 64-43, 63-44. 20-point lead for the Defenders. They're up, and that's 5 points now for Smith. Stamnes over the timeline, Gustafson. Gustafson with the basketball. Right side it goes Nielsen. Nielsen with it. Nielsen back over to Stamnes. Gustafson. Gustafson back to Stamnes. 15 to shoot for the Defenders. Dort leading by 20. They give it underneath to Feenstra. Feenstra dumps it off to Verbeek. Verbeek in the lane. Good. She's got 10. 66-44. And Hastings is going to use another timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Broncos. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR. Hastings basketball after the timeout. Charge to the Broncos. They have one timeout remaining to the Broncos with 5:50 left to go in the game. Dort by 22. Dick passes it back outside. With it on the right wing is Smith. Smith gives it up to Schmidt. Schmidt misses the three. No good. And the rebound is out of bounds. Last touch by the Broncos. It'll be Dort basketball. Score starting to come in. Some finals. No real surprises. Tell you about those at our next break. Gustafson on the right side of the lane. Kicks it over to Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball. Verbeek underneath to Feenstra. Feenstra with the easy two, and that might be the nail in the coffin. Feenstra with 15. First points of the second half. Dort up by a couple dozen. Broncos with it. 5:06 remaining. Shot no good. Rebound tracked down by Nielsen. She pays it off to Stamnes. Stamnes for the basketball. Sienna across the timeline. Sienna has it on the right-hand side. Comes back over to Verbeek. Verbeek left side. Gustafson. Gustafson on the elbow. Gustafson. Right-handed hook shot in the lane. Good. Gustafson now with, I think I've got her for 17. Defenders lead 70-44. They've outscored Hastings 13-2 to start the fourth quarter. Three on the way. Right wing is good for Beacom. Beacom with five. 70-47. Defenders leading. Stamnes. Cross-court pass. Gives it up to Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball. Back over to Stamnes. Stamnes on the right-hand side with it. She gets it away to Gustafson. Tracks it down near midcourt. Back to Stamnes, 13 seconds on the shot clock. They go left side, Verbeek, Verbeek, Gustafson. Gustafson spins it back outside to Verbeek. Verbeek in traffic, shot short off of the rim, no good. And the rebound is controlled by the Broncos. Broncos up the floor quickly. This is Allie Smith. Smith, shot, no good. Rebound, Dick. Dick's shot, no good. And the rebound controlled by the Defenders. Long pass into the front court by Stamnes. Stamnes trying to find Feenstra, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Defenders, and we have a foul actually called on Feenstra. And that's going to be number four on her. Dort with a 23-point lead. Ten different players have scored for the Defenders today. Dort leading 70-47 with 3:40 remaining in regulation. Allie Smith driving in with the right hand, lays it up good. Allie Smith with 7 points. Defenders lead 70-49. Michaela DeYoung passes back over to Shemileski. Shemileski to Faith Van Holland. Van Holland with a basketball on the left wing. Back to Shemileski. Maya goes inside, intended for Mari Smitsdorf. And it's tipped away from behind by the Broncos. Broncos bringing it up is Smith. Smith in between the circles. Gustafson guarding her there. Michaela DeYoung now on the defense of Carly Hale. They dump it down low for Carrier. Carrier against Smitsdorf, and Carrier's two-point basket is good. It's 70-51. Shemileski left side, Van Holland. Van Holland with it, high post, Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf's pass deflected, picked up by Shemileski. Shemileski, Gustafson. Gustafson's dribble swiped away. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Smitsdorf back over to Van Holland. Van Holland to Young. DeYoung's shot no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Smitsdorf. First shot no good, and then she is fouled on the play. So Mari will go to the free throw line. With Dort leading 70-51. So two free throws on the way for the senior from Coon Rapids, Minnesota. First free throw by Smitsdorf is good. 71-51, pending another free throw. This one's up and good as well. 72-51. 72-51, so Smitsdorf becomes the 11th player to score for the defenders. Looking like the defenders will win their 10th in conference play and 11th overall. We've got seven regular season games remaining after today. Left side pass. They go back over to Bauer. Bauer picks up her dribble. Driving in. Right-handed shot is up and good for Smith. Smith's going to end up at her season average, but six out of her nine coming here with the game decided for the most part. Under 2 minutes to go. Van Holland's pass is tipped away by Smith. It'll be Dort basketball. Michaela DeYoung to throw it in. DeYoung with it on the left wing. She goes into the corner. Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf back over to DeYoung. DeYoung gives it up right side. Klecker. Klecker. Shemileski. Shemileski. DeYoung. Michaela. Three. Short. No good. And the rebound cleared by the Broncos. 90 seconds left in this one. Broncos will bring it up. Smith. Smith goes right hand side. Bauer. Bauer to Danley. Danley with the basketball. 72-53. With it on the right-hand side, they go to Carrier. Carrier, shot, no good. Rebound controlled by DeYoung. DeYoung with the basketball. DeYoung to Shemileski. Shemileski across half court. Shemileski in between the circles. 60 seconds left in this one. Right now. Ball deflected, picked up by Hastings. Under a minute to go, Dort leading by 19. Right-hand pass, up the floor. Hastings pushing the issue, comes back to Bauer. Bauer had four threes, didn't pull the trigger that time, though. Ball deflected out off of the missed shot. Hastings with it, fresh 20 to work with. Comes back over to Smith. Smith to Bauer. Bauer's pass deflected, picked up by Bauer. Bauer, wild shot. That one's off the bottom of the backboard, and the rebound is cleared by the defenders. Dort leading 72-53. 3 second difference, shot clock and game clock. Shemileski, left side, DeYoung. DeYoung goes to Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf back to DeYoung. DeYoung into the corner. Shemileski, three, missed, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Hastings. Hastings will bring it up the floor. 12 seconds on the clock. Driving right side with it is Bauer. Bauer on the baseline. Bauer's pass into the lane. Tipped, controlled by Danley. Now Carrier. 2 seconds left, and that's the ball game. Our final score, Dort 72, Hastings 53. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR 88.5. Stay tuned. Up next, the Wireless World postgame wrap. Well, the Dort defenders keep pace in a very muddy race for second place in the GPAC, and it just feels like unless Morningside falls off, they're probably going to win the league, but as it is, the defenders, nice performance today by the defenders. 72-53, the final. The defenders from the floor, 47%. Limited Hastings to 31%. Dort also with a 40-28 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, if you're going to pick out a wart today, it's probably the turnovers. 20 turnovers by the defenders, but Hastings committed 16. So the defenders able to overcome that. Dort led today by Carly Gustafson and Erica Feenstra with 15 points each. Ashton Verbeek with 10. And we'll get to all the numbers in just a little bit. Let's visit with Coach Bill Harmson as the defenders come away with a victory. And Coach Harmson, after Thursday night when it felt like your team just could never get over the top, today, pretty focused effort by the defenders, and you get that 19-point win. I think it was 19, yep, 72-53. So good defensive performance and a very focused performance today by your team.
So excited for our team, so excited for our women today. We didn't feel good about the way we played on Thursday. We had a really focused effort yesterday in practice, just getting ready for today. And then we're also coming into today without Bailey. And so you just don't know how teams are going to respond and react to that. So I just said, wow, I've been coaching for a long time. This is a big one, Mike. You know, since I've been here, we haven't won here. In fact, we've kind of looked silly here the last 2 years. And, man, to come in here and to beat a good team and just to stay in the thick of the hunt in the conference, I couldn't be happier.
Your team scored the first 4 points of the ball game. I don't know that you ever trailed. I believe it was tied at 1 point, 4-4. And then, you never trailed after that. And I don't always know that I do a good enough job conveying just how difficult it is to get on a bus on a Saturday morning, ride for 5 hours, and then go into a place that typically has been pretty tough to win at, and you never trail. I don't know that you can ask for much more than that.
No. The only thing we could ask for is a healthy Bailey, right, and a healthy Jordan. I mean, that's what we could ask for. But after the kind of a goofy morning with busing and getting a late start and switching drivers, and it was just a goofy day. And for our team to stay focused, to come out and play against a really good team like the way we did, I'm really happy. And we had some great performances today, but, man, we played a lot of kids today in really crucial minutes. And we really, everybody that came into the game, I thought, contributed so positively to what we needed to get done. So I'm just ecstatic. What a great win.
You went deep into your bench in the first quarter already. Obviously, things are calculated, but did you plan to play that many people that much through the entire course of this game?
That's a good question. I knew we wanted to do that in the first half. And, you know, those that have watched this, I'm pretty scripted with that stuff, the way it begins. I knew I wanted to play kids early. Get them going early. I knew that I wanted to show different defensive looks to Hastings so at halftime we could address those things. And what I was really happy with was that pressure that we brought today. I thought in the first half was, I think we got beat, but I wanted to wait for the right time in the second half after making adjustments at halftime. So we went with them early in the fourth quarter. I think we were on a 6 or 8-0 run during that time. And so I was really happy. And that's the first time McKenna Klecker played with that group. She did a great job. You know, Hillary's on the top of that, just learning what to do. And so I was really – I'm just – Mike, after a tough loss at home to come down here, I just couldn't be happier. It's just what a great game.
Out of the frying pan into the fire, Wednesday, Morningside. Looked for all intents and purposes like they were going to get beat in Seward. And if you're going to go after the champ, you better beat the champ. And Concordia couldn't quite get it done today. Yeah. Morningside hangs on to win it. Very challenging task coming up on Wednesday.
Their guards are really good, and they're, you know, they don't go incredibly deep, but they know their role so well. They're unflappable. So whatever we do against them defensively, we almost got to be perfect. And, at this time of the year, we got 7 games left. Man, what a great opportunity for us, and what a great opportunity to make, to take another step in conference standings, to make a plunge. There's only one team in our league that's been able to defeat Morningside yet, so we're going to take this as a great challenge. I'm sure Defender Nation will come out big time. It's going to be our senior night next Wednesday, So I hope that Defender Nation turns out to support the five seniors that we have in our women's basketball program.
Bill Harmson, congratulations on the win, and we'll see you in a couple of hours.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
That's Bill Harmson talking about today's contest with the Defenders against Hastings. For the Defenders today, led by Erica Feenstra's 15 points, 5 of 11 from the floor. Carly Gustafson, 7 of 8 from the floor. She also had 15 points. Ashton Vermeek had 10 points on 5 of 12 shooting. 7 points for Hillary Albrecht. 6 for Macy Nielsen. 5 for Bailey Tetzloff. 4 by McKenna Klecker. 2 for Sienna Stamnis. 2 for Mari Smitsdorf. And 2 for Riley Van Hulzen. 4 Dorts, total of 72 for the Broncos. 20 for Allison Bauer off of the bench. 7 of 13 from the floor. Carly Lenners ends with 10. 7 for Allie Smith. 5 each for Taylor Beacom and Caitlin Schmidt. 4 for Shayla Carrier. 2 points for Natalia Dick. Dick led Hastings with rebounds with 7. Carly Hale ended up with 5. 4 assists for Taylor Beacom. 2 steals for Lenners and Bauer. For the Defenders, rebounding, Gustafson led with 8. Ashton Verbeek ends up with 6. 3 assists for Ashton Verbeek, 2 for Carly Gustafson, 3 for Maya Shemileski. 2 steals as well for Shemileski in a little under 19 minutes of play. Dort improves to 10-5 in the league, 11-7 overall. Hastings, 5-11 and 4-10. GPAC scores then looked like this. Morningside slips by Concordia, 66-64. Northwestern over Doane, 76-39. Barcliffe over Midland, 75-53. It was Jamestown over the College of St. Mary, 71-59. GPAC standings then. Morningside is atop the heap at 13-1. They are 3 games clear of their nearest competitor, Briarcliff, at 11-4. Concordia and Dort are 11-5 and 10-5 respectively, and Northwestern is a game back in the win column at 9-5. Jamestown moved up to 8-6. They went 2-0 this week. Dakota Wesleyan is 7-6. They play Mount Marty tomorrow. Midland is now 9-7. Hastings is 4-10. Doane is 2-13. We already told you about Mount Marty going to the Corn Palace tomorrow for basketball. They're 1-12. And the College of St. Mary's slides to 0-11 in the GPAC with their loss today to the Jamestown Jimmies. That will do it for the women's portion of our broadcast. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the second half of the Twin Bill, talking about Dort versus Hastings men's basketball right after.